The proposed Atlin Hydro Expansion Project in northern British Columbia is shovel-ready, and could break ground as early as March 2025, according to an email statement to the news on behalf of Tlingit Homeland Energy Limited Partnership, THELP. But the Taku River Tlingit First Nation-owned company leading the project said it needs the Yukon government to confirm it's a top priority to the federal government so it can secure $86.4 million to close a funding gap. The project builds on an existing hydropower facility in Atlin, BC, by adding about 8 megawatts of energy. It will export electricity to the Yukon's grid during the winter through a new transmission line. Permits are expected to be in place by the end of 2024, design is further along than required, and geotechnical and subsurface studies are complete, as noted in the statement. THELP said the current cost estimate to build is $320 million. That's up from an earlier projection of $230 million. The project continues to be shovel-ready, but further delay adds inflationary, foreign exchange and development costs, THELP said. THELP hopes the feds will put up the 25% needed and commit to additional financial support in the fall 2024 economic statement so the project can go on to construction. Worth highlighting is that the immediate need is only the commitment of the $86.4 million and the actual funds can flow in the second or third years of construction. Commitment of the full cost of construction is a precondition that all other funders and lenders require before they will formalize funding agreements, THELP said. THELP believes the project could be done by November 2028, if it breaks ground this spring. In an email statement, Laura Seeley, on behalf of Yukon Government Cabinet Communications, expressed the territorial government's commitment to advancing the Atlin Hydro Expansion Project. Seeley's statement notes the project remains the nearest-term substantial project on the horizon. Seeley said the Yukon government will be ready to support the project once the necessary funding conditions are met. According to an update from Seeley, the Yukon government is waiting on confirmation that THELP has met four conditions: receipt of all permits and authorizations required for construction, execution of the credit agreement with the Canadian Infrastructure Bank, conclusion of consultation by all governments and securing the full cost of construction. Through the Yukon Development Corporation, we continue to work with the proponent, the federal government, and the Canadian Infrastructure Bank to look for opportunities to close the funding gap, Seeley said. The Yukon's 2024-25 budget notably lacks money for Atlin Hydroelectric expansion. The project also isn't part of the five-year capital plan. Energy Minister John Stryker, who is also the minister responsible for the Yukon Development Corporation, previously said the Yukon government remains committed to the project, despite the omission. The Federal Finance Department didn't get back by the news deadline to say what THELP can expect this fall. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com. Subscribe to our online newsletter at www.yukon-news.com/newsletters.